The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Daniel Kinahan is expected to be back on Irish soil within weeks. Paul Healy, crime correspondent with the Irish Mirror, has a story and he joins me now. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So what is the latest on this and when is Daniel Kinahan expected to be back here?
Well, Claire, our sources are telling us, and it's a story we have published in this morning's Irish Mirror and the Irish Daily Star, that Daniel Kinahan is expected to be flown back into Ireland, extradited from Dubai by mid-July. Now, I stress that that is a tentative date. Of course, anything can happen. Things do change, but I'm told that Gardaí are informed that they may be able to finally extradite Mr. Kinahan from the United Arab Emirates around that date. Now, Mr. Kinahan is facing a charge of directing a criminal organisation, and people will remember that he was arrested in the UAE back in April of this year.
Now, he has been in prison in Dubai, hasn't he, since then? Has there been a delay that has been due to red tape, or is the delay happening because, you know, this will be a huge security operation, I would imagine?
Well, Mr. Kinahan has the opportunity to fight his extradition, and I suppose over the past couple of weeks, he has been doing just that. But I'm told that, you know, this is quite different to the case of his Lieutenant Sean McGovern, who did fight his extradition for a period of 7 months before he was finally brought back here. The Irish government has negotiated an extradition treaty with the authorities in the UAE since McGovern's successful extradition. And I think, you know, my sources are telling me that the authorities in Dubai really have run out of patience with the Kinahans. It's a bad look for them to be in their country, and they really don't want to have to deal with this for any longer than needs be. So I'm told that Mr. Kinahan has run out of road, and Gardaí fully expect to have him extradited, you know, within the next month or so. As I say, anything can happen, but that's still a much shorter window than Sean McGovern had, for example.
The Alawira prison where he's being held, I mean, that's a notorious place, Paul, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's known for its I suppose, hellish conditions. It's certainly not anything like what we would have in this country. And I suppose, you know, and we're not privy to everything that's going on in the UAE. You know, we don't know about the court's process. It's notoriously secretive. So we don't know really whether Mr. Kinahan is exhausting all avenues legally or whether he's actually willingly surrendering himself up to the authorities. And you can kind of understand why he might do that, because the conditions in that particular prison would be nothing like what he would expect if he is brought back here. Now, I'm told if and when he is brought back here, he'll be flown into the Casement Aerodrome in Baldonnel, and then he'll be taken to the prison in Portlaoise, which is the country's maximum security prison here. But the conditions there would be far, far better than Alawir. He will be brought to the A block in Portlaoise prison, where he will share a landing with Sean McGovern, and he will enjoy a relatively solitude existence there. Now, he would rather be free, I'm sure, but it would certainly be a lot better than the options that he has now. He's going to be celebrating his 49th birthday next week, and he'll be doing that in that prison. So I imagine he has an awful lot on his mind right now.
And do we have any timeline on when we might expect a court appearance or a trial to begin, Paul?
Yeah, so if this date goes ahead in mid-July, Daniel Kinahan will be brought straight from Baldonnel to the Special Criminal Court. So he will be charged on the tarmac and then formally charged in the court. And then he will be, as I say, taken into custody. But you're talking probably within a period of a year or more before, I would say, a trial would get going. And in that time, you'll have the opportunity to see the book of evidence and to consider his options. There has been some speculation, and indeed sources do wonder privately whether Mr. Kinahan might consider a plea in this case. Certainly his Lieutenant Sean McGovern ultimately did plead guilty. And now he was sentenced to 24 years in prison only last week for his charge of directing a criminal organisation in relation to the murder of Noel Kerwin and in relation to the surveillance of the Hutch associate James Mago Gately. Now, in Kinahan's case, I'm told that the evidence is quite overwhelming, and there is an awful lot of evidence in relation to encrypted phone conversations. So we already know a lot about those alleged conversations, and Gardaí are going to allege basically that Mr. Kinahan directed the Kinahan cartel's activities during the course of the Kinnahan Hutch feud.
And you say that Christy Sr. and his son, Christy Jr., they are likely still in Dubai at the moment, are they?
They likely are. I mean, they've enjoyed a wonderful life there for the past decade. And, you know, when you really think about it, it's not that easy to give up such a life of luxury. They have nice homes there. They have businesses. They've established relationships. They would have children and family members who are in that country. So it's not that easy for them to give that life up. And I suppose up until now, they've had nothing really to worry about. They've kind of shrugged off all of the reports here in this country that they would ultimately face justice, even in light of the sanctions that were imposed back in April of 2022. The United States government got involved. The Kinnahans didn't leave Dubai even then. Now, I'm told the father, in particular, Christy Sr., he has an awful lot of resources and he does have connections and business connections and friendships outside of Dubai, in particular in the North Africa. So there is some speculation that perhaps he might go there. But really, I'm being told, you know, they're running out of road here. They don't have an awful lot of partnerships and friendships abroad where people might want to deal with them in quite the same way that they would have dealt with them previously.
Paul, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on all of that. Paul Healy there, crime correspondent with the Irish Mirror.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.